culture, media, and sport. The UK's rich and vibrant cultural heritage is a national treasure. Our creative and tourism industries contribute billions of pounds to our economy and employ millions of people. Art, music, drama, and sports bring people together. They are an essential part of a thriving society. The COVID pandemic hit culture and tourism businesses extremely hard. And instead of helping, the Conservatives have only inflicted more damage. They have downgraded the status of art subjects at school, slashed funding for them at university, and erected new barriers to British musicians and actors performing elsewhere in Europe following our withdrawal from the EU. Liberal Democrats will invest in our cultural capital and nurture the next generation of talent. We will support the creative and tourism industries across the UK so that businesses can thrive and people everywhere can enjoy the benefit of sports, music and the arts. We will protect the BBC, S4C, BBC Alba and Channel 4 as independent, publicly owned public service broadcasters. Promote creative skills, address the barriers to finance faced by small businesses, and support modern and flexible patent, copyright, and licensing rules. Negotiate free and simple short-term travel arrangements for UK artists to perform in the EU and European artists to perform in the UK. Boost participation in sports and physical activity by investing in leisure centres, swimming pools and other grassroots facilities and supporting community sports clubs. In addition, we will establish creative enterprise zones to grow and regenerate the cultural output of areas across the UK. Upgrade the status of tourism in government with a dedicated Minister of State for Tourism and Hospitality. Maintain free access to national museums and galleries. Boost funding for cultural and creative projects by applying to participate fully in Creative Europe. Require at least 80% of on-demand TV content to be subtitled, 10% audio described and 5% signed. Support independent, Leveson-compliant regulation to ensure privacy, quality, diversity and choice in both print and online media, and protect with Part 2 of the Leveson Inquiry. Pass a comprehensive anti-slap law to provide robust protection for free speech, whistleblowers and media scrutiny against strategic lawsuits against public participation. Support the BBC both to provide impartial news and information and to take a leading role in increasing media literacy and educating all generations in tackling the impact of fake news. Protect fans from being exploited by ticket touts by implementing the Competition and Markets Authority's recommendations to crack down on illegal ticket resale. Protect sports and arts funding via the National Lottery. Combat the harms caused by problem gambling by introducing the planned compulsory levy on gambling companies to fund research, prevention and treatment, restricting gambling advertising, establishing a gambling ombudsman to redress wrongs, implementing effective affordability checks, and taking tough action against black market gambling. Ensure a sustainable future for football clubs and give fans a stronger voice by establishing the promised new independent regulator, placing it on a statutory footing and giving the power to impose a fairer financial flow that rewards well-run clubs. Strengthening the propriety test for prospective owners and directors by including human rights questions. Requiring all clubs to have equality, diversity and inclusion action plans. Expand the list of sporting fixtures which must have live free-to-air coverage to include more football matches, as well as key international cricket, rugby, golf and tennis fixtures. Support and encourage campaigns to improve equality, diversity and inclusion in sport. Promoted by Liberal Democrats. 1 Vincent Square, SW1P, 2PN.